is probably 90 degrees, but it feels really nice in the shade, and there's a beautiful breeze, and I'm very happy. And I want to talk to you about the impact of negative emotions on spiritual life coaches, because I think this is really important to talk about and for you to think about. Because as a spiritual life coach, you are probably empathic. Like, you went into spiritual life coaching because you're an empath. And as an empath, you pick up on people's stuff. And here's what I think, okay? You pick up on people's stuff and you keep it. Like, you don't know how to detach from stuff. Like, I talk to some people who are very scientific and, or people who are more, who are less empathic, less vulnerable to the feelings and emotions of other people. And when I tell them that I feel what I feel, they're kind of like, but why? But Crystal, why? I'm like, I don't know. What do I know? I just feel what I feel. So this is really good, because this is what makes you a really good coach and healer, therapist, and this is what makes you really good at being of service to the people you serve. But the problem is that when you're dealing with someone who is in pain, it's very difficult to detach, and it's very difficult to let go and to shake at the level that you need to shake off the stuff. So, for example, I am really good at creating kind of a container for people to have their healing experience, and then I can feel really empathetic with them, I can be compassionate with them, I can give them the channeled advice without getting my ego involved and without being too flabbergasted by what I'm hearing. And then when I'm done, I can shake it off and then move on to the next thing. I can shake it off to a level. And this is where I think most of us have to be careful. And probably you in particular, because I think you're more sensitive than I am. The reason I'm saying that is because most of the people who come to me, who watch my videos, are very, very sensitive. And I don't mean this in a negative way, like, oh, your sensitivity is a bad thing. I don't mean that at all. I mean, it's a very good thing. And the whole reason I'm making this video is so that you can pay attention and nurture your sensitivity instead of forcing yourself to, like, bulldozing your sensitivity. So, I was doing a session, I was in a group coaching environment with the coaches that I train in my Spiritual Life Coach Certification for Badass Butterflies program. And we were working with one of the trainees, one of the students, and she was feeling very, very, very stuck. She was feeling very, very resistant, and she couldn't move forward with her work because she was feeling resistance. This is totally normal, healthy person stuff, right? So what I had to do was to trigger her even further and then get her to rupture so that she would experience the breakthrough she needed to move forward, okay? Now, what was happening was, And we were doing this in the context of our group session, so there were other students who were on the call. And so what happened was we got very intense. Her anger toward me really grew big. And I'm like an immovable object. Like, I don't care how fucking mad you get at me. If I'm in alignment with your healing, you can spit the worst vile at me and I'm gonna be like, mm-hmm, yeah, I get that. I totally understand why you feel that way. And I'm gonna push you even further. If that is what spirit is calling me to do, that's what I'm gonna do, because my job is to take what you're dealing with and transmute that shit. So that's what I did. So she was getting really mad and she wanted to hop off the call. You know, she was very, very resistant. And I understood what she was going through because I had been there before, but also spirit said, this is your opportunity. Like right now she's triggered. You do the best healing when you're triggered. So when you are triggered in the presence of a coach who is willing to go there with you, you better take advantage of that opportunity, because it's awesome. You will get what you need, right? So that's what we did. I triggered her, and then I took her into a process. She went into that process. She saw the root cause of the issue. Because she was so triggered, her mind split, like the egoic self split, and she was able to dive right in and get what she needed. She was there to advocate for herself. My job as her coach and as her healer is not to heal her, but to coach her, to facilitate her healing, right? So she got what she needed. She had the awakening. She had the breakthrough. She was able then to get clear the emotions. She expressed all of it. So then by the time we were done, she was just empty. And she's like, I am in total peace right now. So we let her off the call, and then the other students and I talked about what the process was. And the question that they had was, how do I, number one, keep a client's negativity away from me? Like, how come I'm not feeling negative? How do I not take on her negativity? And this is the important thing. So look, I want to let you know that I have a nice article on my blog at crystallinbell.com that you can read about this very thing. It's a detailed article, so feel free to hop over to my blog and take a look at it. Get what you need from it. I have a couple of exercises and things that I would want you to consider in that blog, so you can read that on my website, on my blog, okay? There are two things that they were concerned about. One is, how do you keep negativity out of yourself? But also, how do you hold space for someone when they are really freaking angry? And so when someone's really freaking angry and their anger now is being turned toward you, either intentionally because you're making it turn toward you, as I did in the case of this particular student, or because they are just projecting, you know, they're projecting their anger at their authority figure, their mother, onto you as their coach because you are also an authority figure for them. How do you deal with that? It's always, the answer is always the same, unconditional love, right? It helps when you are in touch with your negative emotions. It helps when you are in touch with your feelings for yourself. It helps when you do your own work. Now keep in mind, I'm not saying that you need to be perfect and you need to be healed. Notice that I'm saying you need to be in touch with your own emotions, with your own feelings, because that's where your power is. Your power and ability to help people is not in your ability to perfect yourself, but in your ability to have experienced shit and then to hold space for yourself while you're experiencing shit, and then to come up with creative solutions so that you can help other people deal with their shit. You cannot give people what you don't have, but you have a lot, even if you're not perfect, especially because you're not perfect. If you're able to reach perfectionism or perfection, then you are working at a different level than most of us here on Earth. And I'm not sure of how great a teacher you're going to be for somebody like me, because I'm not interested in being perfect. What I'm interested in is being real, being authentic, and knowing what the fuck is going on with me. So what I encourage you to do is the same thing that I encourage my certification students to do, is to do the work and to practice being as kind as you can to yourself. When you're kind to yourself truly, you will be kind to other people. And that is what's going to make you a true ally to your client and a real partner in their healing, okay? So that is the number one way to deal with negativity in your clients. It's to deal with negativity in yourself and in a kind way, and then pass that on to your clients. The other thing I want to say is you can create a space of safety around yourself and around your clients by doing a few simple things. First of all, before I get on any client call, I tune into my higher self, and I say, hey, self, I'm getting ready to go in here and I'm going to talk to Joanne. I want to be the best that I can for her. Let's do this, right? Just by saying those words, I'm creating a space of I'm aligning myself. I've got my higher self on board. I'm talking to my ego. It's on board. And the conscious awareness that I am is now set to go in and to be of service, right? So that's the first thing. The other thing is going to be to do your own work, right? The more you practice your own exercises, the exercises that you create for your clients, for your students, the more you practice those, the more you'll be able to facilitate those exercises in other people. So for myself, I'm always doing shadow work. I'm always looking at my limiting beliefs. I'm always doing the work to be with my limiting beliefs. I'm always looking at my negative emotions and holding space for my negative emotions. I have a relationship with every negative emotion, whether it's feelings of abandonment, feelings of lack, feelings of failure, feelings of disappointment. Those are my homies. Those are my tribe. So when those feelings come up for me, I'm able to hold space for myself. Oh, I feel disappointment right now. Let me just feel this disappointment, you know? And I'm able to be in that disappointment without judging myself, without saying, oh, you shouldn't feel this way. You should not be disappointed. You should be excited that your flights got canceled again. Get excited. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. So what I have to do is be present and say, I am disappointed. I am sad. I feel betrayed. Why is the universe doing this to me? You know, shake my fist at the sky. I have to let myself do that, right? When I do that for myself, it opens up so much space inside me so that I can actually let my emotions flow. And then I can, those emotions, once they flow, I'm left with a sense of peace, right? I practice that for myself. When it's time to do it for my students, for my clients, I do the exact same thing. I need you to tell me how you feel. How do you feel? What do you notice in your body? What emotions do you have? What physical sensations do you have? What energetics are you feeling? What images are coming to your mind? What thoughts are coming to your mind? I can hold all that for them, let them vocalize it, take them through all those different processes in the exact same way I take myself through. I'm an expert at it because I do it for myself. And let me tell you, it's harder to do it for yourself than it is to do it for someone else, because we can do stuff for other people. It's hard to do for stuff for ourselves. So when we do it for ourselves, it makes it much easier to do it for other people. And that's the primary way that I manage negativity when it's coming up in sessions. Now, one of the other things that my students were concerned about is, like, how do you stop from absorbing somebody's bad vibes. That's kind of basically what they were saying. They're very concerned. And they were like, well, you know, how come, you know, like in a different session earlier on, one of the students was like, I didn't know that this was what life coaching was. I didn't know that I'd have to deal with a person's deep emotions and their shit. She said, I can't do this, Crystalline. And she left the program. And I don't blame her, because it is tough. It is tough. But it's also really beautiful. It's like, you know how having a baby is messy. There's a lot of gore, right? Like, there's just a lot of junk. It's gross, you know? And yet, this is how life comes through, man. This is what it looks like in the womb space, in the fertile womb space. It's mushy, gushy, dark, moist, bloody, amniotic, you know? Fluid sacs is stuff. And that's what our shadow is. And I'm not mad at that. I don't dislike it. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard. But it's so beautiful. And to be really honest with you, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Don't tell nobody. But I love it. I do. I totally love it, you know? And when my clients go there and they're deep in their shit, I feel so much compassion for them. But I also see this triumph. I'm like, I know she is getting ready to rise up. She is rising up from these ashes. This is a woman giving birth to herself. That's what I love. I love it. And I want you to learn how to love it, but I also want you to protect yourself, okay? So when you are doing this work, protect yourself, not by putting walls up. You're not going to ever hear me say, put up some walls around you. That's not my thing. I believe that the real protection, this is straight out of Course in Miracles, A Course in Miracles. Your greatest protection comes by your knowing on all levels of your being of God. Like, I am God's child. I don't need protection. The very act of knowing that I am God's child repels anything that is not of God. So that's A Course in Miracles 101. Like, you just know. That's the first level. If you're not there, don't do that, because it's not going to work for you, because it's knowing on all levels. Like, I trust this. God's got my back. I am done. There's no question about it. That's what that is. If you don't feel that way, if you don't feel that relationship with the knowing, and like, you know, then you need some other things. In which case, you need tools like sage, right? So after a session, before a session, you can smudge yourself, you can smudge your screen. You know, I'm talking about virtual stuff. You can smudge people when they come. You can do all those things. Those are good things to do. Because what that is, that's a mindset that you trust, right? You trust that sage smoke, that smudging is going to clear negative energy. Good, do that, okay? You can also use essential oils, just like my mosquito blend, right? Keeps away the mosquitoes. You can also use it to keep away the bad vibes. So you make yourself a nice blend of oils, essential oils, that are designed to repel negative energy. You can also do things like get some beautiful stones, like some beautiful obsidian, hematite, salt, right? Especially black salt. If you can get your hands on some black salt from Hawaii, you can really do some great work with like clearing away negative energy in your environment and around you. So you keep your stones nearby, and meditate with them, you know, do a little prayer with them. You can do a clearing bowl with them. There are all sorts of things that you can do with stones that can help clear energy, right? Also, I think it's really important that you drink a lot of water as a coach, like making sure that you are really taking in fluid so that your energy is moving. Exercise also is going to help. Tapping sequences, you know, like tapping out your negative feelings, like, oh, I just did this session and she was so upset. You know, and even though, you know, even when you don't feel like you're affected by things, this is where I kind of started off this conversation, this monologue. Most of you don't realize the depth of your sensitivity. And again, it's a beautiful thing, your sensitivity, but you don't realize how deep it goes. You don't realize that on an energetic level, you're taking in things that aren't yours and you don't even know it, because you've taken in so much that's not yours that you've lost yourself and you've begun to identify with the things that were never yours in the first place. So for me, it's really important that you do things that help you release on all levels and you do them consistently. So, you know, create for yourself kind of a beautiful clearing plan, a beautiful negativity releasing plan. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but it should be some things that you do on a regular basis, you know? Like for me, going for a run, even if it's not a long run, because there's so much that comes up when I run, my whole body obviously goes into movement. After this run, I am high as a kite, and it doesn't matter how short it is. And people say, well, it's those endorphins, that's why you feel high as a kite. But actually, those endorphins are flowing because the energy is flowing. And all that old stuck shit from, you know, from yesterday, from 5 years ago, from 25 years ago, from 50 years ago, okay? All that stuff is getting shook up and flowing out, and it's in movement. So doing some kind of aerobic exercise is really good for you. When you're done, doing a great stretching and a good yoga practice is also good, because yoga is so tonifying, like it's so strengthening. So after you've done some aerobic exercises, doing some really good stretching, and even if it's just a few yoga poses, you know, even if it's just your basic Tadasana, that would be a really good way to kind of bring yourself back together. And before you do any yoga pose, bow to your inner light, because every time you bow to your inner light or your true self, you're fortifying your connection with your true self, right? So every time you bow to the light within, the inner guru, you are fortifying the truth of who you are, and you're making your ego a little less strong, okay? Essential oils, crystals, food, making sure that you have in your diet. Now look, I love having a pure diet, but I also am nomadic, and sometimes everything I do can't be like all pure and homemade, you know, and you probably have, you know, work schedule, children, all sorts of things that you're doing, and you cannot always make all your food from scratch, right? Don't stress, right? Just make sure that like at least twice a week, you make yourself a batch of really powerful vegetables, right? So for example, last night I did a blend, just, you know, it didn't even have any kind of theme to it, but it was every fucking vegetable I could get my hand on. There were green beans, green beans, kale, cauliflower, brown rice with raisins. I had thrown that in. There were carrots, corn, like literally everything I could get my hands on. And I threw it into a large pot, sauteed it with olive oil, and then just cooked that up with with sweet potatoes and ginger. Love ginger and sweet potatoes. Oh my God, they make every vegetable dish like perfect, right? So sauteed all that up and I had a beautiful big thing, which I package up, right? So I package up in separate little containers, and then I put some of those containers in the freezer, and that way I have them ready to go, right? Because you may not be able to eat all of them. Like, I like to cook in big batches and then freeze things so that I would always have my vegetables that I've prepared ready to go. Take one out the freezer, throw it in the refrigerator, it'll thaw during the day, you could come home and have it at night. Having a batch of vegetables that are like, you know, just all vegetable goodness helps you to purify, and doing whatever you need to get your little veggie pack every day is going to help you be more effective, more pure. It's going to help you in your life in general because it's vibration, it's energetics, right? I've been going on for 25 minutes. I'm going to sign off, all right? Look, two things before you go. Number one, read the article on the blog about, like, you know, negativity, but also come and join my Facebook group. If you are a heart-centered entrepreneur, then you want to be in this group. It's called You Lead, and actually it's called You Lead Intuitive Business Development for Heart-Centered Entrepreneurs. And what I do is I help you. I run classes through that group. It's free to join. You do have to fill out an application to get in, but it's a short application. And what I want to do is make sure that you are ready to do the work that I'm going to be helping you do. We do a weekly live stream and group coaching, and we're just constantly together working and building this beautiful community. I'd love to have you join us. So come on and join us. All right. All right. Oh, one last thing. I'm putting together a class called, I'm going to look it up. It's called Healing the Healer, and that is going to launch in 2 weeks. It should probably be launched. By the time this video gets up, it's probably going to be launched already, so you can just come and find it. It's called Healing the Healer, 3 Powerful Tools for Healing, Transformation, and something. I can't see it because it's not showing me. Oh, 3 powerful tools for healing, transformation, and self-realization. All right, my neighbors are home. They're making a hell of a lot of noise. I'm on go. So, sending you lots of love. Bye for now.